right away, Jughead. It's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, here he is again, the youngster millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well. Brought to you by Swift & Company, makers of Swift Premium Franks, Archie Andrews and all his gang.
Tender beach, you sleep hard. Now from the West Coast to New York. Swift Premium Franks. Swift Premium Franks.
For your guarantee of protection, Swift's Premium Franks now come to you cellophane wrapped in handy 1-pound packages. Made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, Swift's Premium Franks are then wrapped in the new handy sanitary flavor saver pack and brought to you at the very peak of their tantalizing flavor with all their natural goodness sealed in. So kids, tell your mom that you want Swift's Premium Franks. And, Mom, get some today. They're delicious. And you'll be glad to know that Swift's Premium Franks are economical. There's no waste to them. Every bite is all nourishment, all dinner-quality meat. Ask for them today. Swift's Premium Franks in the 1-pound cellophane package. And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's a sunny Sunday afternoon as we look in on the Andrews home, and we find Mr. Andrews in the living room, evidently getting a little impatient about something.
Oh, I know it. Mary!
Yes, dear?
What are you doing now?
Oh, Fred, I'll be there in a minute. I'm just putting my hat on.
Mary, you
well, Dad, I'm all set to go.
Oh, yes, Archie. Mary, you
well, day for a drive to Newton Center.
Yes, Archie. Mary,
but
you
we have to visit Aunt Hattie on a nice day like this.
Yes, Archie, we do have to visit your Aunt Hattie, and please be quiet.
Okay, Dad, okay.
Okay. Mary, you said you were putting your hat on half an hour ago.
Oh, Fred, that hat didn't look right. I'm putting another one on.
Oh, great.
Gee whiz, Dad, why do we have to visit Aunt Hattie today? She doesn't even know we're coming.
Archie, it is immaterial whether Aunt Hattie knows we're coming or not. We haven't been over to Newton Center in some time, and we have to visit your Aunt Hattie once in a while, and we might as well take the drive on a nice Sunday afternoon like this, so just get used to the idea and stop complaining.
She was okay, Dad.
Well, Dad, I'm all set.
Well, about time. Come on, let's go.
All right.
We want to be home before dark. We'd better get started right now.
Fred, there's plenty of time. And if you thought of driving over to Aunt Hattie's earlier, we could have left earlier.
All right, dear, all right. But let's just get started. Oh, good grief, look at that.
Look at what?
A flat tire.
Oh, for pity's sake. Fred Andrews, when did you do that?
Do that? Do that? Mary, I didn't do that. Flat tires have a way of happening all by themselves.
Gee, Dad, now we can stay home.
No, Archie, we'll do no such thing.
Oh.
That tire can be changed in 5 minutes. Now, let's get busy and get it done.
Okay, Dad.
Fred, can I do anything to help?
No, dear, you just stay out of the way. Archie and I'll handle this in no time.
Oh, all right, dear.
Here, Archie, here are the keys. Get the tools out of the trunk compartment.
Okay, Dad.
Oh, Archie.
Yes, Dad?
Be careful of the trunk door. There's something wrong with the supporting arm and it falls down.
Okay, Dad.
Now, get the bumper jack out first. That's it. Now, Archie, put the jack under the edge of the bumper and jack up the car.
Okay, Dad.
Now, just get some of these other tools out.
Boy, Dad, these bumper jacks are easier to set up than the old-fashioned ones where you have to get under the car, aren't they?
Archie, never mind the marvels of science. Just get to work.
I am. Gee whiz.
What happened?
Well, it went up a couple of notches and then slipped way down to the ground.
Well, you probably didn't have it on right. Try it again.
Okay, I'll put it back up.
Now, move the handle down slowly.
I am.
You see?
Yeah. Easy. You see, Dad, it doesn't work.
Oh, great. I never did trust these newfangled jacks.
Is something wrong, dear?
Yes, dear. Something is wrong. This confounded bumper jack keeps slipping back.
Oh, dear. Well, what do we do?
Gee, Dad, now we can stay home.
Archie, we cannot.
Oh.
We'll have to get another jack someplace.
Oh, Fred, maybe we should call a garage and have them send someone out with another one.
And pay them an arm and a leg for the use of it? Nothing doing. We'll borrow one.
Borrow one?
Yes, Archie. You run over to Jughead's house right now. See if his father will lend you the jack from their car.
She was okay, Dad.
Yeah, and hurry.
Dad, I'll be back before you can say jack.
Oh, boy. Well, might as well get the other tools out of this trunk while I'm waiting.
Hey, look out for the trunk door. Look out!
Oh! Oh, my head. Oh! Oh!
Fred, don't you know that door falls down?
So now she reminds me. Gee, I hope Jug's father will lend us his, Jack. We sure picked a fine time to get a flat tire. Gee whiz, what's taking them so long to answer the door? Great. Nobody's home. Now, how do you like that? Just when I gotta borrow something very important, they're out. I never saw
yeah,
some.
I just...
What was that? She was. It's Jughead sleeping on the porch swing.
Yes, sir.
Hetty, kiss me again.
Oh, great, he's dreaming. Jughead.
Come on, Hetty, give me a kiss.
Jughead, wake up.
Please, give me a kiss, Hetty.
Jughead, wake up.
Hey, please, give me a kiss.
Jughead, don't.
Hey, please,
Jug,
hey.
I don't.
Hey,
Jug, I... Jughead! Oh, great. Now he's gone back to sleep. Jughead, wake up. Jughead!
Huh? What's the matter?
Jughead, will you wake up?
Where's Hetty?
There's no Hetty.
Gee, you mean I was dreaming?
You sure were, Jug, and you kissed me.
Gee, a nightmare.
Jug, don't be funny. And tell me what you're doing sleeping out here on the porch with nobody home.
I don't know. Just sleeping. My folks went to visit my Aunt Matilda, and I didn't want to go, so they left me home and I fell asleep.
Well, I'm glad you did. Jug, I gotta borrow a jack.
A what?
An automobile, Jack. We got a flat tire.
Gee, my father had a flat tire last week. And boy, did we have trouble.
Jughead, I...
Boy, did we have trouble.
Jug, I don't have...
Boy, did we have trouble.
Jughead, I'm not interested in your trouble. I just want to borrow a jack.
That was our trouble. No jack.
Oh, fine.
Fred, how does your head feel now, dear?
Oh, rotten, but I guess I'll survive.
Oh, that was an awfully nasty wallop.
Yes, dear, I know. Let's just forget it. It'll be all right.
Fred, are you sure you don't want me to call a garage?
Mary, I do not. I can change a little flat tire by myself.
But if we're going to visit Harriet,
get to Harriet's in plenty of time. If Archie ever gets back here with that jack. What the dickens is keeping him, anyway?
Oh, he'll be back any minute, dear. But you better get the spare tire out while you're waiting.
Yeah, I guess I'd better.
I'll be in the house if you want.
Yes, dear. Fine thing. I'm going to get some tools out of the trunk, and I get conked on the head by the trunk door.
Hello?
Oh, good grief. Jughead.
Who'd you expect? Henry Ford?
No, Jughead, no. I was not expecting Henry Ford, nor you.
Gee whiz, where'd you get the bump on your head?
Well, Jughead,
it's almost as big as my Uncle Herman's nose.
Jug, you know...
And boy, that's big.
Jughead, will you keep your uncle's nose out of my business?
Gee whiz, okay.
Okay. What are you doing here anyway? Archie just went over to your house to borrow a jack.
I know, and I didn't have one, so he went over to Betty's to borrow one.
Oh, fine.
But after he left, I looked out in the garage and I found this old jack laying there.
Yeah, I might have known you'd... Found that old jack. Why, Jughead. That's wonderful. Terrific. Thank you, Jughead. Thank you.
Oh, that's okay.
Now I can go ahead and change that tire without waiting for Archie.
Yeah, but Mr. Andrews, it's not a bumper jack. It's the old-fashioned kind that you have to put way under the car.
Oh, now, Jug, don't you worry. That doesn't matter the least bit. The old-fashioned kind work much better than the new-fangled contraptions. Now, I'll just get down here under the car and put it in place.
But, Mr. Andrews, I...
Right under the axle here.
Mr. Andrews,
that would be all set.
Mr. Andrews, I...
Jughead, what is it?
You're wearing your best suit.
Well, naturally, I'm wearing my... Oh, good grief, I forgot all about it. Jughead, have I gotten it dirty?
Well, not very. Just a little dirt on the pants and some grease on the jacket.
Oh, that's great.
Ah, well, damage is done. I might as well finish the job now and change my suit later.
Yeah.
There. Jackson place. Oh, Jughead, give me the handle.
The what?
The handle to the jack. You can't work a jack without a handle.
Gee whiz. I never found any handle. Mr. Andrews, what are you getting so red about?
Gee whiz, I hope Betty's father has a jack we can borrow. It's a fine time to be running all over town to borrow things. Boy, I hope Betty's family isn't out, too. Oh, that'd be a fine thing. If she isn't home, I don't know
why. Why aren't you?
Hello, Betty. She was, what are you doing with that bowl?
Mixing a cake batter, and I have to keep stirring till it's just right.
Oh, well,
haven't
Betty...
Have you ever seen anyone mix batter before?
Well, Betty,
it's very important to get it stirred just right.
Well, yes,
not too thick and not too thin.
Well, yes,
not too flat, not too lumpy.
Yes, but Betty...
Did you know that?
Well,
would you like to taste the batter?
No, Betty,
Or would you rather wait and taste the cake?
Well,
I guess you better wait. The cake's always better than the batter.
But, Betty,
Golly, Archie, you're not saying very much. Is something wrong?
Betty, nothing is wrong, but when I came over... Betty, do you have to keep stirring that thing?
Yes, Archie. If I stop now, it's ruined.
Oh, great. Well, Betty, what I came over to ask is, do you happen to have... Oh, fine.
Oh, golly, the phone.
Yeah, the phone.
Archie, hold this mixing bowl while I answer it.
But, Betty,
and
I don't...
keep stirring.
Oh.
Hello? Archie, stir.
I am.
Hello? Oh, Agatha, how are you?
Oh.
Good. Me? I'm fine. What, you got a new dress? Oh, Agatha, how wonderful. Tell me all about it.
Archie, stir.
I am.
Hello, Agatha. You were saying about your new dress. What's it like? It is?
Oh.
It does? It has?
Oh, great, Betty, would you...
What else, Agatha? Oh, you don't say.
Archie, stir.
I am. I'm going stir crazy.
But, Agatha, how long is the skirt? It is? It was?
Yes.
It will be?
Oh, fine, Betty. I'm in a
hurry. Agatha, you come over and show it to me tonight. You would? You can?
Oh.
You will? Oh, that's wonderful, Agatha. See you tonight. Bye.
Oh, well, I'm glad that's over.
Archie, stir!
Betty, I am stirring. But can I get a word in now?
Of course, Archie. What is it?
Well, I came over to ask if you have a jack I could borrow.
A what?
A jack, an automobile jack. You know, for changing tires.
Oh, a jack. Well, golly, Archie Andrews, we probably do have a jack, but I wouldn't lend it to you if we did.
Huh?
Not if you were the last boy on earth.
But, Betty,
now, give me my cake better and go on home.
Oh, but Betty, I'm...
Sorry, idea.
Oh, Betty, quit pushing. I'm going... But would you mind telling me why you're mad at me?
Of course I'll tell you. You just ruined my cake batter by too much stirring.
Oh, no!
Well, Archie sure has his troubles trying to borrow a jack. But trouble is one thing you won't have at mealtime if you serve Swift's Premium Franks, for it takes just 7 minutes for these plump, juicy Franks to simmer, and then they're ready to serve, ready to be enjoyed by all. So for a quick, easy-to-fix meal, ask for Swift's Premium Franks. Now remember that name, Swift's Premium Franks, for these are the Franks of all dinner quality meat. Yes, each mouth-watering bite of Swift's Premium Franks is a flavorful blend of tender beef and juicy pork, all dinner quality meat. And to make sure that each luscious link reaches you at the peak of its flavor, every pound of Swift's Premium Franks is wrapped in a cellophane flavor saver pack that seals in all the natural goodness of these high-quality Franks. What's more, Swift's Premium Franks are made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast. So whenever or wherever you buy them, you know they're fresh. Ask for them today. Fresh, flavorful Swift's Premium Franks. The Franks of all dinner quality meat. And now back to the Andrews. While Archie is still hunting down an auto jack so his father can change the flat tire on the Andrews car and the Andrews can get started on their visit to Aunt Harriet, Dad is having his share of troubles at home.
Gee, I'm awful sorry about that jack handle, Mr. Andrews. I never even stopped to think you'd need one.
Oh, Jughead, let's just forget the whole thing. I'll just wait till Archie gets home
Fred,
and then...
What happened?
Oh, nothing serious, Mary. Nothing serious. I just crawled under the car with that
tire jack Jughead brought over, got my suit all full of grease and dirt, then found out Jughead never bought a handle for the jack.
Oh. Well, Fred, why don't you let me call the garage and have them send
Mary,
out a jack?
Nothing doing. I'll change that tire myself if it kills me. And at the rate I'm going, it might. But I'm still
Oh, now, who can that be?
Hello, Mrs. Andrews.
Betty.
Hi, Jack. Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Betty. Jughead, I thought you said Archie went over to Betty's house to borrow Jack.
Oh, he did, Mr. Andrews. But I got mad at him and wouldn't give it to him. But then after he left, I was sorry I lost my temper, so I brought the Jack over.
You did? Why, Betty, that's fine, dear. That's wonderful. That's... Betty, where is the Jack?
I left it out at the car.
Oh, well, come on. I'll go down there and change that tire right away.
But, Fred, aren't you
going to
wash?
Might as well wait till I finish with the tire, dear. Well, Betty, I'm really glad you didn't stay mad at Archie.
I am, too.
I am, too.
However, the first thing I'll have to do is get under that car again and take Jughead's tire jack out of there.
Jughead's tire jack?
Yeah, I bought a jack, but we can't use it.
It'll just take me a second to get this one out.
Oh, golly, you're getting awfully dirty under there, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, it doesn't matter. My suit's all dirty anyway. Here, Chuck, take this jack.
Okay, I got it.
All right. Oh, Betty, hand me your jack.
Here you are, Mr. Andrews. Got it?
Yep, I got it. Betty?
Yes?
Is this the jack you brought?
Uh-huh. Is there something wrong with it?
Betty, I hate to disillusion you, but this jack happens to be a crank.
A crank?
Gee whiz.
Yes, Betty, a crank.
Well, golly, can you change a tire with it?
No, Betty. You cannot change a tire with it. A crank is made for starting motors.
Oh, well, I'm so glad it's good for something.
Oh, you're right. Well, I'm glad I crawled under this car again so you could hand me a crank. Here, take it back and I'll come out.
I have it.
All right. Now I... Oh, that's funny.
Well, something wrong, Mr. Andrews?
I don't know, Betty. I got under this car of mine, all right, but I don't seem to be able to get back out.
Golly!
Gee whiz!
I'm stuck. What's holding me?
Looks like your rear end.
What?
Your shoulder's stuck under the rear end.
Oh. Well, how am I going to get out?
Well, Mr. Andrews, the only way is to crawl forward. It looks higher up front.
Oh, good grief. I guess I'll have to.
Oh, that's it, Mr. Andrews. Look out for that big pipe.
I see it. I see it.
Watch that hook.
What hook?
That hook.
Oh, good grief. What ripped?
Probably the rear end again.
Oh, great. First I dirtied my suit, now I ripped my pants. Oh, how do I get into these things?
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Andrews. You're almost out now.
Yeah, come on, help me up, Betty.
Take my hand, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's nice to be out in the open again. What I want to know is how come I was able to crawl under that car with no trouble at all, and all of a sudden the car was too low for me to Jughead.
Huh?
Jughead, how long have you been sitting on that bumper?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, since right after you crawled under the... Is that what made the car too low?
Yes, Jughead, that's exactly what made the car... Mary, look, the fewer questions you ask, the better. I am going inside and throw this best suit of mine into the rag bag. And Mary, would you call the garage and tell them to send out a jack, please?
Gee whiz, if I don't find a jack someplace soon, Dad's going to be ripping mad. I sure hope Veronica's got one. I wouldn't
want to... Hello, Archie. Hi, y'all, Archiekin. It's awful nice to see y'all, Archie. Dear. Come in, Archie.
Gee, thanks, Veronica, but I can't stay out.
But, Archie, I want to ask you about tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Uh-huh. I thought we'd take a nice long drive out to the lake.
Gee.
And park underneath the moon.
Gee.
And then you'll put your arms around me.
Gee.
And hold me tight.
Gee.
And then you know what you'll say?
Uh-huh.
What?
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, dear. Huh?
Goodbye, dear. I'm going out now.
All right, Mother. Bye. Now, where were we, Archie?
Gee, I don't know, Veronica. Oh, yes. Veronica. Veronica, there's something I gotta ask you.
Yes, Archie?
Does your father have a jack I could borrow?
A jack? An automobile jack?
Uh-huh.
Well, of course he does, Archie. A very fine one.
Oh, that's swell.
But you
that's
see,
terrific.
But
I've been looking everywhere for a jack.
But, Archie, I'm trying to tell you. Mother and Father just went out for a long drive, and they've got the jack in the car.
Well, Fred, I'm glad you finally decided to be sensible about it. I'll go call the garage right now, and they'll send someone out here to do the job right away.
Yes, dear. Now, Jughead, I'm going in to change suits, but while we're waiting for the garage van, you and Betty try to get the hubcap off that flat tire and get the lugs loose. It'll save some time.
Okay, Mr. Andrews.
And when Archie gets back here, you tell him I want to see him.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Gee, Mr. Andrews looks a little mad about something.
I guess he is. But let's get that hubcap off like Mr. Andrews said, Jug.
Okay. I'll get a hammer and screwdriver out of the trunk compartment. Here's a hammer, but I don't see any screwdriver.
Well, what's that back there behind the spare tire, Jug?
Well, that might be a screwdriver. I'll crawl in and see.
Is it?
Yeah, but it's stuck back here. Hey, what happened?
Golly, the trunk door slammed shut. Oh, Jug, did it hurt you?
No, it made me, but open up.
Oh, I will, Jug. Golly, it's locked.
What?
I said the trunk is locked.
Betty, don't be a technical. Just open the door.
Jughead, I can't without the keys.
Oh, get the keys.
Well, I called the garage.
Betty, what are you doing?
Jughead's locked in the trunk.
Oh, all right, for a minute.
Who's locked in the trunk? Jughead.
Betty,
oh, for pity's sake. Jughead, how'd you get locked in the trunk?
That's what I wanted. Oh, get me out.
Oh, do you have the keys, Mrs. Andrews?
No, but I'll get them for Mr. Andrews and...
Oh, dear.
Well, what is it?
Archie must still have them. He opened the trunk in the first place.
Archie?
Yeah. But Mrs. Andrews, Jughead could suffocate in there before Archie gets back here.
Oh, dear. What'll we do?
Get me out. Oh, we'll have a trunk murder on our hands. Yes, and that's no way to spend a Sunday afternoon. Oh, golly, Mrs. Andrews, do something.
Oh, Betty, there's only one thing to do.
Oh, what's that?
Let me out!
Jug, be quiet for a minute. Betty, go look in the garage for a hammer.
A hammer?
Yes, there's a big sledgehammer out there. And the only way we'll get Jughead out in time is to smash the trunk open.
But Mrs. Andrews...
Betty, don't argue now. There's no time. Get the hammer.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews, I will.
Let me out!
Jug, we'll have you out in a minute. Now be quiet.
Well, I want... did the man in the garage get here yet?
No, Fred, but something awful's happened. I want to tell you...
Andrew's house.
Oh, here's the garage van now.
Yes, sirree. Here I am. Jack's the name.
Good. what did you say?
I said my name's Jack. Didn't somebody here send for Jack?
Oh, dear. I asked them to send a Jack, an automobile Jack, not a man named Jack.
Oh, great. Mary,
Oh, is it heavy?
Betty, we don't want a hammer. What we
Betty,
want
please,
is
give
a...
give it to me.
You mean nobody sent for me?
Mister, would you please... Mary, what are you doing?
Oh, Fred, I have to get Jughead out.
Out? Out of where?
He's locked in the trunk.
Now, Betty,
how did he get in there?
He crawled in.
Betty,
what's going on here anyway?
Mary, you're wrecking my car.
Oh, Fred, it's in your car, Jughead.
I'll take my car.
Carter, Mrs. Andrews.
Betty, Jughead, you be quiet, too.
Gee whiz, what's going on?
Jughead's locked in the trunk, and we can't get him out till you get back. Now, as I was saying... no! Oh, good grief, Archie. Quick, unlock the trunk and get Jughead out.
Gee whiz, what's he doing in there anyway?
Archie, don't ask questions now.
Yeah, let me out.
Okay, Jug, okay. There, Jug, you're out. But I still can't see anything.
Jughead, it might help if you open your eyes.
Gee, I forgot.
Hello. Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Uh-huh. All I want to do is take a drive over to Newton Center and visit Aunt Harriet. And by George, I'm still going to visit Aunt Harriet, and right now. So, Mr. Garage Man, whatever your name is.
The name's Jack.
All right. Jack, can you change this tire or not?
Well, sure, but it'll cost you $5.
$5 to change a tire?
Sure, this is just like towing in a wreck. My time's worth money, you know.
Oh, great. All right, I'll pay the $5. Just get the tire changed.
Okay, I got a jack right in the service car. Take me a minute to fix it.
There, that settles that. Now,
oh,
Mary.
For goodness sake, Fred, look.
Look at what?
Look at who just got out of that other car. Aunt Harriet.
Aunt Harriet?
Gee, oh. Wish she came to visit us.
Friends, you really know what you're getting when you ask for Swift's Premium Franks. Made fresh daily in Swift kitchens from coast to coast, so you know they're fresh. Made by Swift, so you know they're top quality. Ask for them today. Swift's Premium Franks in the new handy 1-pound cellophane package. And while you're at your dealers, be sure to ask for Swift's Brookfield sausage, the sausage with the just right seasoning. And don't forget that your dealer has a tempting variety of Swift's premium table-ready meats. Delicious bologna is being featured this week, and you'll find it to be a surefire hit in lunchbox sandwiches, after-school snacks, and late evening spreads. And remember, Swift's premium bologna is economical because it's all meat. No bones, no waste. Always keep some on hand for quick, easy-to-fix meals. For a meal in a flash that saves plenty of cash, get Swift's premium table-ready meats. And now back to the Andrews. It's several hours later. The garage man has fixed Mr. Andrews' tire. Dad has paid the bill. And Aunt Harriet has had a pleasant visit with them and is just getting ready to leave.
Well, Aunt Harriet, it certainly was nice to see you.
Yes,
it sure was, Aunt Harriet.
Well, I enjoyed seeing you folks, too. But I'd better run along now. I want to get home before dark.
Yes, driving after dark isn't easy.
No, it isn't. Oh, good heavens.
Now, what's the matter?
My car. It has a flat tire.
Oh, no!
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Zampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Uhrman and Arthur Cole. Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. Jack the Garage Man was John Gibson. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday when Swift and Company, makers of Swift's Premium Franks, brings you more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long. Swift and Company invite you to stay tuned for Meet the Meek, which will be heard immediately over most of these stations.